Hip Hop. Text by Carmel Riley. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Chapter 1. Hip Hop. When most people think of hip hop, they think of rap music, breakdancing, graffiti art, DJing. But hip hop is also a culture. It has its own way of talking, dressing, and thinking about things. Chapter 2. In the Bronx. Hip hop started in the Bronx in New York in the 1970s. The Bronx is an African-American neighborhood. Hip-hop started with rap music, but soon breakdancing and graffiti art became important parts of hip-hop culture too. Where is the Bronx? The Bronx is a neighborhood in New York, USA. Chapter 3. Rap Music. In the 1970s, DJs from Jamaica started playing at parties in the Bronx. These DJs had different ways of playing records from other DJs. They liked to play parts of a song and then say things in between. The music in the song was called the break. The spoken part was called rapping. As rap music started to take off, DJs started to use rapping to talk about all kinds of things. The DJs talked about how hard life could be for African American people and for poor people. They also talked about making the world a better place for everybody. Chapter 4. Breakdancing. When DJs played the breaks in songs, people liked to get up and dance. Some of these dancers started a new dance. It was called breakdancing. Breakdancing was very different from any other kind of dancing. Breakdancers had to do a lot of very hard moves. Breakdancers took this new dance into other neighborhoods. They set up a music player and danced on the street. People loved to look at them and gave them money. Breakdancing became very big in many places around the world. Chapter 5. Graffiti Art. Graffiti art is an important part of hip-hop culture too. Painting on public spaces isn't legal, but some people liked graffiti art a lot. They asked city councils to make it legal in some places. The councils said yes and handed over some public spaces for artists to paint on. People liked graffiti art so much that they started to use it on other things, like on clothes and record covers. Graffiti art is a big part of hip-hop today. Chapter 6. Hip-hop today. It took a long time for hip-hop to become popular outside African-American neighborhoods. Today, DJing, rap music, breakdancing, and graffiti art are popular all around the world. But for people in places like the Bronx, hip-hop is about more than just the music and the art. It's a way for these people to talk to each other and tell the world about their lives, their culture, and their ideas.